right, we're going to do a little tribute to Mom, and I thought the place to do that, and for your mom and my mom and everybody's mom, is let's go into the kitchen and just talk fun recipes. Let's talk appliances, and let's talk about our favorite pots and pans, because, boy, they're not all made the same, that's for sure. So to have this conversation, we've invited a couple friends in. Those of you longtime listeners of the show will recognize the name Baby Kay. She's a founder of Baby Kay's Cajun Kitchen restaurant right here in Phoenix, now located in Mesa. Also just happens to be my mother. Baby Kay, welcome to the studio this morning.
Good morning.
You ready to talk cooking?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about, everybody wants to know how I got into radio. Why don't you tell them how you got in the restaurant business? That was kind of like a double dog dare, too.
Well, it was, I didn't like to cook. When I was a teenager, I got out of home ec. I couldn't stand it. I took physics. I did not know how to cook anything. And when I got married to my husband, his mother took me in the kitchen. And she said, little girl, you better learn how to cook.
And I think, and we brought in some of our family pots and pans just to use as props in the studio to kind of set the mood for the conversation. I think you still have, I mean, you've got your favorite rice pot right in front of you. Now, we're going to be taking pictures of this and posting on Facebook, but why don't you just pick it up and show Mike there in the broadcast booth what Baby Kay's famous rice pot looks like. Now, that's cooked more than a few pots of rice. What's the story on that? Where did that pot come from, Mom?
Well, I guess when Nita, Rose's mother, said, you better learn how to cook, she kind of took me, you know, she knew we were leaving, and I don't know, she just brought this thing out, and she cooked in it, and what did I know? I thought that was the most beautiful pot I ever saw, and I just learned how to cook rice in it. It's got an old handle on it that's been soldered in there, and I'm telling you, it cooks the best rice I ever cooked.
Well, there, that pot has cooked rice for dignitaries.
Oh, yeah.
And how about that spoon? Show Mike that spoon. And that's a nice spoon you got there right there, Mom. Now, what's the story on that spoon? Same story?
No, this spoon actually was a wedding present for my grandmother. And for some reason, particularly out of my children, the boys all want this spoon. And it's just so old. I mean, it's like 63, 64 years old. And when it broke, I couldn't throw that thing away. I love my spoon. Yeah. And everybody that come, y'all, all the boys, yeah. Mama, I want that spoon.
Yeah, I think I've tried to carve my name in it a couple times.
So
we've got Baby Kay Romero, my mom, chef, cook. And I do want to get a little bit into the story of you starting the restaurant, because that is kind of a funny story. But before we get into that, let me introduce our second guest and friend this morning is Allison Carpenter, owner of Char's Kitchen out in Mesa?
Gilbert.
It's in
We're
Gilbert.
In Gilbert, okay. Arizona. Uh-huh.
And Char's, I've never been there. Now, Jennifer has. So what are we going to find when we walk in Char's? We actually called our favorite appliance distributor. And we said, we need somebody that can come in and talk about pots and pans. And they said, oh, call Allie at Char's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you walk in our store, first off, I claim it. We are, I think, the funnest kitchen on the planet. We have cooking classes. Most of them are free. But we have all kinds of awesome cookware, pots, pans, you name it. We have the Bosch mixer. That's kind of our flagship product. But the classes we teach show you how to actually use the products, and we got all kinds of gadgets. We always say you can never have too many gadgets.
Yeah, right. You know, Jennifer and I have just become empty nesters. Our sixth mm-hmm. child has floated
yep.
off to college.
Yep. Us too.
She gets back, she got back yesterday. But we've gone through the pantry, and we've kind of looked at this pantry and said, now, what of these gadgets have we not used in the last 5 years?
Right.
What can either be recycled, passed down, or donated? And so we're kind of sorting through that stuff right mm-hmm. now. But, boy, there's a couple that you just can hardly live without.
Right.
But in my mind, when I walk in my kitchen, the thing I want the best is a good pot and a good pan. A lot of the stuff we were given at our wedding looked a little bit nicer than what Mom's got.
Oh, this pan that your mom brought, I'm like, oh, I want it. And that spoon, oh my gosh.
But it was thin. It didn't hold up. The rivets on the handles popped loose. You know, it was good for, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years. And so when Jennifer was at the point of beginning to restock the kitchen, I had Mom's pot in mind. I said, babe, I want you to go wherever you need to go to buy me a pot and pan that's thick enough. It'll be a little scald resistant. It'll spread the heat. And I want them to last a lifetime.
Right.
I don't want a $40 nestled set of pots and pans that are going to fall apart in 3 or 4 years. And she came home with these, which are actually made by KitchenAid. And, and we've had those for 25 years. But I still have probably one of the largest collections of cast iron in town. I love my cast iron.
Well, I have cast iron, too. I mostly take them camping, though. That's my camping pans.
Now, Mom, they've always said never soap your cast iron. Do you soap your cast iron?
No.
How do you clean your cast iron?
Usually there's not much to clean.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, I just take the hot water, run it through it, and then wipe it out with a dish towel. I don't scrub it, and you don't need to use a lot of soap on it. It kind of automatically cleans itself. That's one advantage to it. You don't have to spend time.
Well, I love my cast iron. Allie, what makes a good pot?
Well, I think it depends on what you're looking for, but I'm like you. We're now empty nesters, but I still have a lot of kids coming maybe to eat with us on the weekends. So I think every kitchen needs more than one pot, but I'm like you. I want something that's going to last. So I'm looking at a warranty, and I think a pan should last a lifetime. So I am looking for that warranty, but I want something that feels good in my hand. And I, at my age too, I'm looking for that little helper handle. You know, when you get those pans kind of full, I want something that's going to be easy to use, but that most importantly conducts heat well.
Conducts heat well.
And conducts the heat, yeah.
I think people underestimate the value of a good lid.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to even buy a pan if it doesn't have a lid.
Yeah, and what should that lid do? I mean, what are you looking for?
The lids typically aren't going to be, like I have a pan sitting right here. It's a 7-ply pan, and the 7-ply goes all the way up the sides as well. So that means it really does conduct heat well. The lids are typically not as thick.
But look how thick a lip it's got to sit down and seal up tight.
Uh-huh. And the lip, I think, is where you want to have a nice, good fit. Because if you're looking at, no offense here, but I'm looking at your mom's pan, and that lid does not even really fit on that pan. So I'm curious.
It did 80 years ago.
80 years ago, probably, yeah.
Yeah, but it still cooks the best rice.
But I have to say, look how that handle on the lid has just, that's solid. That's going to last through the end of time, that lid.
And we'll be posting pictures of Mom's cookware here on our Facebook page for everybody to take a look at. But I'm not kidding you when I tell you that pot has served rice to dignitaries. Mom, tell the short story of how you started the Baby K's Cajun Kitchen.
Well, I had 8 children, and when the last one left, I guarantee you one thing I did not want to do was babysit. So I thought, you know, I don't know. I didn't think I'd like to cook, but I kind of don't mind. And I had a little catering business where I did a little crawfish etouffee here and a little, you know, gumbo and things. And I thought, shucks, maybe I could go cook in a restaurant. And that's what I did.
Yeah, you actually cooked for the local food critic at the time, Nikki Buchanan?
Well,
it was before Nikki.
Yeah, well,
Who was it?
I was on a show, a TV show.
Well, you were on Beth and Bill a few times.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of, Beth and Bill.
Yeah.
And I just remember that. And then, you know, you had a brother that came back home, and he just said, Mama, would you cook? I said, yeah, but I use more expletive than that.
Yeah, so my middle brother, Rennie, was managing a resort actually in the Bahamas, St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
And he heard that Mom was interested in doing this. My dad, Dr. Rosie, had no interest in putting up one penny. I think the night you broke the idea to him, it was kind of a loud night. I think it was Mother's Day barbecue at my house, as a matter of fact. And Dad didn't want anything to do with this restaurant. And he said, Baby Kay, you can't go to any of my bakers and borrow any money. I'm not going to co-sign anything. You know, I'm getting close to retiring. You know, you just go up to the country club and play bridge, and then we'll start traveling. And about 6 months later, Mom had the restaurant open.
Awesome.
And he even would come sometime, can you believe this, and wash dishes.
Yes, he would. He would. A year later or two, when you were thinking about doing the second location, we were back at my house. It was Mother's Day barbecue. And Dad came over and nudged me as I was flipping burgers. And he says, you know what? Your mom wants to open a second restaurant, and I think I'm a loaner all the money. So you had a partner in on that one, right?
Yeah.
But what were some of the early dishes Grandma Nita taught you?
Well, actually, I have a legal pad that she sent with me when your daddy and I went to do his internship in Sacramento. I didn't even know how to make a roux. And she has it written down, and I still have the legal pad, and it says, Baby Kay, first you make a roux. And she said, and if it doesn't come out, throw it away and start over.
Start over.
I mean, I have the pages, H, 1, 2, 3, and I just followed what she said, and I finally learned how to make a good roux. And once you do that, you pretty much on your Cajun way.
All right, there you go. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. Maybe we even get Baby Kay to tell us what her secret is to a great roux. And also, we have Allison Carpenter here from the Char's Kitchen retail shop in Gilbert. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things you've brought in here this morning. All right, we'll be right back.